This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The House Judiciary Committee in Washington, D.C. got a detailed summary of the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump. The Democrats charge that he has abused his authority and that his behavior toward Ukraine presented a danger to national security. It is expected Democrats will file formal articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump this month. After 9.5 hours of often angry hearing, committee chairman Gerald Nadler.
We know that his attempts to solicit a political favor from the government of Ukraine fit a pattern of conduct that the president established in 2016 when he solicited political assistance from the government of Russia. That pattern of misconduct undermines our national security and undermines free and fair elections.
Ranking Committee Republican Doug Collins.
At the end of the day, your case isn't made. And one thing that just keeps amazingly said from Mr. Goldman to the chairman to others, these facts are undisputed. The very nature of the fact that I say I disagree and you say you don't is a disputed fact.
That's Republican Doug Collins. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky met for the first time in Paris for discussions on ending the military conflict in eastern Ukraine. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Both of the leaders are sitting down in the French capital, along with the leaders of France and Germany. The talks focusing on the implementation of the 2015 peace agreement for eastern Ukraine that was brokered by Paris and Berlin, but has largely stalled. A major breakthrough at the summit is unlikely, and Ukrainian protesters are heaping pressure on Ukraine's leader not to surrender too much to Putin at their first face-to-face meeting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The World Anti-Doping Agency, OADA, unanimously voted Monday to ban Russia from the Olympic Games, the World Cup, and other international sporting competitions for the next 4 years. WADA officials say the punishment reflects their growing exasperation over a doping scandal that has tainted global sport since 2014. The decision to expel Russia from competition was based on an earlier finding by WADA's Compliance Review Committee, which accused Russia of tampering with hundreds of athlete probes at Moscow's RUSADA anti-doping testing facility. A report says the U.S. government has misled the public on progress in the Afghanistan war. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Pentagon has released a statement saying there was no intent to mislead Congress or the public about the progress of the war in Afghanistan. The statement was a response to a report in the Washington Post saying three White House administrations misled the public about failures in the Afghanistan war and often suggested success where it didn't exist. The Post based its report on thousands of pages of documents it obtained. The Post quotes an Army colonel who served as a counterinsurgency advisor as saying every data point was altered to present the best picture possible. The 18-year war in Afghanistan is the longest in U.S. history. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman voted to cooperate on investigating and vowed to investigate a shooting at a U.S. Florida naval base that left three dead on Friday. The two leaders spoke on the phone the evening about the attack that was carried out by a Saudi military trainee. The FBI officially identified the shooter who killed three people as Mohammed Al-Shamrani, a 21-year-old second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force, who was a student of flight officer at the Naval Aviation School's command at Naval Air Station Pensacola. FBI officials said the investigation in the incident was taking place under the presumption it was an act of terrorism, but the gunman had likely acted alone. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has not ruled out a cabinet reshuffle, but said Tuesday restoring law and order was her top priority as the Chinese-ruled city grapples with more than 6 months of sometimes violent anti-government protest. Beijing-backed Lam was speaking 2 days after the largest anti-government rally in the Asian financial hub since local elections last month gave a resounding show of support for the pro-democracy movement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.